The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Monday edition kind of special. Dom, stop by. Passing through to parts unknown.
Ships in the night, Crute, but we're in the same dock.
Tomorrow, we'll be docking at the same port of call again. We'll be in the beautiful, not horrible city of Milwaukee in a secret bunker location somewhere behind Terry's bar doing the greatest radio show ever. I'm going to go to the Trump rally, at least the pre-rally, the front row Joe meeting and greeting part, and then I'll hustle back to Milwaukee.
Because you've been denied press credentials.
Yeah, keep rubbing it in.
Oh, what you did, man.
I should have put you up for the credentials, and then what if you'd have been accepted and I was denied? Then you would have had to go, Don. Lazy bastard. You're cheering against credentialing. Did we not get credentialed for RNC, DNC? Were you not the one that told me?
Yes. Specifically for the RNC, we have been approved. That's my understanding, yes.
So we can go to the convention.
Yes.
But we can't go to the rally and receive.
The Racine Park rally. No, we cannot. Not as press. Now, you can go there as a fan. You know, put on your red Badger hat. You'll blend right in. No one will know.
Yeah, but it's going to be hot as hell, man. I'm not standing in line to... I don't actually want to see the guy. And
I mean, what kind of
what am I going to call you from the back?
What kind of cult are you in if you don't stand in the hot sun for your Messiah? What's wrong with you?
Well, I might be wearing, you know, a black Devil's Advocate shirt.
Slimming, I see, yeah.
Devilradioswag.com. You can buy a shirt like this one. It's quite sexy. I see you're also wearing a black shirt, less cool, but something black.
November Criminals, man.
Oh, yeah.
Polka hip hop. You never heard it like that before.
I have not.
It is glorious.
Dom, I've got a direction I want to take. A lead for this hour, if you will.
Excellent, please. But you have another idea first.
Well, I got to rub it in a little bit.
Okay.
Steve Bannon. Bannon!
Steve Bannon!
Going to prison.
Aw.
And he's not getting the club fed he was hopeful for, my understanding, Dom. And so I perceive this as good news, because... this guy should have been rotten in prison a long time ago, not rotten on the street.
I mean, justice served as should be served.
Former Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon will not serve his prison sentence in one of the more highly sought club fed facilities he had been hoping for. Instead, CNN's Caitlin Polance reported Monday Bannon is headed to the same prison in Danbury, Connecticut, that housed the women whose memoir inspired the hit Netflix series, Orange is the New Black. I always thought they were kind of referencing Trump when they said Orange was the New Black. You know, he thinks he's doing so well with the black voters. What are you learning about where Bannon might end up serving his time behind bars? Asked anchor Jake Tapper. He's soon to be debate host Jake Tapper.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Fake Tapper.
Fake Tapper, yeah. It's gonna be great, great. Well done, Trump. You know, rip on the guy that's going to be moderating your debate.
Well, Jake, it's an actual prison, said Polance. So Steve Bannon wanted to go to Club Fed, a prison camp, but that's not what it is going to be possible in the federal system for him now that he has to serve this four-month sentence for contempt of Congress, refusing to be an interviewee or turn over documents to the House. The reason, she explained, is that he has additional charges pending in New York for his We Build the Wall fraud scheme, which meant he is a slightly higher security inmate than somebody who could be in a camp. Well, and he's already been pardoned once. He was convicted, right?
Who's the other guy that was is serving his time right now? Navarro, right?
Peter Navarro.
Is he in more of a, you know, club fed kind of a situation? Because he doesn't have any other charges against him that I'm aware of, right? So the fact that Bannon still has these state charges, he was pardoned by Trump for the fraud. I mean, let me remind the audience, Steve Bannon pardoned by Donald Trump when he was committing fraud on a federal level. He passed him up. No problem. We're fine
Trump
with that.
Supportive. Yeah. Build the wall type.
Build the wall. Hey, Trump minions.
No, send me the money.
Send me money, right? Right. We'll build the wall.
That's step three.
Yeah. Step two. Yeah, so that's still hanging over his head. The guy's already been pardoned once. For what? Let's just call it stealing from Trump supporters. You see what's going on around you, folks? Will someone please call up 844-967-2789. Defend Steve Bannon's actions on the fraud of the Build the Wall. Explain to me how that's lawfare. Explain to me how that's just trying to keep Steve Bannon's mouth shut.
You thought Mexico was going to pay for it?
There you go, man.
Dominic, again, poll Lance. So Steve Bannon is going to be in prison in Danbury, Connecticut. It houses lots of male inmates. It also houses some female inmates. I don't think he has to worry about conjugal visits. Have you seen the man? Including the woman that wrote previously the memoir, Orange is the New Black. If people have heard of that before, but this low security prison in Danbury, Connecticut is a place where there can be violent offenders in the prison facility as well. It is certainly not where Steve Bannon wanted to go. And the other thing we know about this, Jake, is that his lawyers are trying to keep him out of prison, going to the appeals court. And they have seen in recent court filings that one of the reasons he should not have to go to prison this summer is because millions of Americans are looking to him for information on campaign issues, and that it will bar him from being a meaningful advisor in the ongoing national presidential campaign. Apparently, that was unpersuasive.
OJ wanted to sell you rental cars. You know, are you kidding me? Oh, that totally makes sense. Your job. You have a job. You have other things. Okay, so you can't do it on those days. Can you give me a day where you could actually pay for your crimes? When would that be acceptable to you, Mr. Fraudster? Because he's still got that.
Sometime after the election, hopefully after the pardon.
Well, and the New York case, he's going to be charged now, even though he was pardoned on the federal case, he's going to be charged in the state of New York for the very fraud that he got away with the first time. And that's not going to bode well for him because, you know, I mean, apparently some folks don't like, you know, guys like Steve Bannon coming in and stealing from their citizens.
844-967-2789. I don't like Steve Bannon stealing from any of us, even you Trumpsters. Mark from the SAC, welcome. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it just is amazing. These guys, the criminality of all these guys. I mean, I'm struggling through Malcolm Nance's book, The Plot to Betray America. And it seems like everybody in Trump's orbit is a criminal or connected with the Russians or other foreign powers that are not our friends or adversaries. It seems like every single one of them is, you know, and we consistently hear from CJ that the Mueller report said nothing at all, that no criminal activity. It sounds, you know, from reading this, it sounds like the Mueller report is chock full of chargeable offenses that, you know, Mueller was just told, well, you can't go any further down here, by Billy Barr, who lied when he did his summary of the Mueller report.
Yep.
I mean, that it is just disgusting. And Steve Bannon, I mean, I have uncivilized thoughts about what may or may not happen to the man when he is in prison. You know, some of the horrible things that happen to people in prison. That, you know, but look what happened to Jeffrey Epstein when he was in prison. I mean, what, you know, that he committed suicide, and people are having a tough time trying to figure out how he committed suicide. I mean, did he have the goods on Donald Trump? You know, down in, you know, taking on little excursions and doing underage girls down in wherever, you know, that Epstein's, you know, rape island was. That it is just sad.
I'm gonna end our conspiracy here. Although I like to hear conspiracies against Trump, you know, most of that has not been proven yet, so we don't want to defame.
Yeah. What, Steve Bannon's going to end up stabbing himself in the back in the shower in prison? That's how he's going to...
17 times. Right. Felt like a mosquito and had to get rid of it.
No, I mean, I get it. I get the sentiment. No, I mean, we don't want that. I mean, certainly a guy like, you know, there seems to be some street justice, but that's not the point. You know, we have our justice system, and they should be protected while they're in prison, if not from other inmates, from themselves as well. But I think this is going to be the least of Steve Bannon's problems. And again, if Donald Trump loses, I think you're gonna see these trials come. It's gonna be really, really bad for the folks within the orbit of Donald Trump. If Donald Trump,
well, they'll all have to serve their time then.
Exactly, and he can't do anything about the state charges anyway.
I told you last Trump rally I was at, Mike Lindell was doing a live hit on the Steve Bannon War Room video podcast or whatever it is, and he was hawking the pillows, code War Room for 25% off, something like that. The My Pillows. Well, Steve Bannon was doing his podcast today, Dom, and he got an unexpected caller, as we occasionally do at 844-967-2789. They call him conservative podcaster and convicted criminal. Steve Bannon received a call from the presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump. When they call him a convicted felon, while he was live on the air at the Raw Story. They like the insightful, you know, much like a Joe Biden $50 million ad buy. During his Monday War Room broadcast, Bannon interrupted an interview with Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake. Like she wasn't sufficient crazy.
No, I got to bring in the OG crazy.
To take a call. Carrie, hang on for 1 second. I got somebody. I've got a call I've got to take, Bannon said before answering the phone. Hey, Mr. President, I'm on live TV, Bannon told Trump. Okay, you're on a live stream. You're not on live TV.
Yeah, you're right. Well, it's live, but you're not FCC regulated.
I'll call you back, sir. Thank you. Now, Carrie Lake noted she would have given up my segment if Bannon would put Trump on the air. She ended the interview with a warning to Democrats complaining about her Senate bid. They're afraid of a middle-aged woman from Phoenix, she insisted. And guess what? When I get there, I haven't even started my hot flashes yet. Wait until that kicks in. They should be afraid.
Oh, okay.
Now, call back President Trump. Tell him I said hi, she added. Bannon said he would have taken Trump's call, but Lake was adamant about having her airtime. Don't get between Carrie Lake and a microphone, he joked. Or Dom and a mic.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
844-967-2789. I would not want to be on the wrong side of Carrie Lake.
Whatever. I'll get in front of that mic.
More devils.
You know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there shortly at 844-967-2789. You can talk or you can text. You got any texts there, Crudy? You been looking? What's going on? I haven't heard any text updates.
You know, they only listen in Madison and maybe Waukesha.
Yeah.
Maybe. 844-967-2789. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We can go to either one, Dom.
Well, I'll jump on the lines. Joe from Madison, you are
up. In other words,
up.
Texters, he completely disrespects you. He doesn't love you at all.
I'm giving Crudy the opportunity to peruse to find the absolutely best text. In the meantime, we got the best callers. 844-96-PARTY. Joe, that's you. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, I wasn't going to touch on this, but how can I ignore the fact that Carrie Lake is threatening the world with her hot flashes, which is kind of
right? That's something, right? Haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, is she going to drown them in sweat? You know, well, how will this go? Or is she just going to flame out? I mean, what a nutball! And this is what we're worried about.
Right, and Joe, she's a nutball now. She's you know, it says she hasn't had the hot flashes yet. I mean, if this is how she is now, maybe this is the most truthful she's ever been with us.
Right, seek cover, people. Seek cover. Well, I wanted to call about just where we are in terms of people understanding facts versus the world of fiction. And so in the world of facts, I would just throw into the mix, we have now passed our 30th month under Joe Biden of unemployment hitting below 4%, which hasn't been seen in 50-plus years, just hasn't been happening. And at the same time, inflation is falling. We've got over 56,000 infrastructure projects planned around the country, including in Wisconsin about, I think, $6.9 billion worth of infrastructure.
Do you see anything projects. About 25th Avenue in Milwaukee? It's horrible over there.
Oh, really? Well, you put in a bid. You give a call to Joe Biden, see what happens. You know, there's money out there. Let's see what we can do. But I'm telling you, I compare that to our guy Trump, who last night, and this is why I say nutballs, this is a quote from him last night, or June 15th. He's talking about windmills, and he said, you know, he hates windmills. He said, well, you know, they say, but you can store the power. But where can you store the wind? Now, that's the question that he's asking. Where can you store the wind?
You know, his uncle went to MIT, Joe, and, you know, he's asked the questions. But today, it's a great question. No one's ever asked me that question before. Where can I store the wind? See, gotcha, Joe.
How do you store steam from a turbine? How do you store the sun? Geez, we're just questing after these questions here. And I would put into the mix here, while he's still back on not understanding what windmills are about, or steam turbines, apparently, the rest of the world goes forward. And one of the best examples I can think of for that is, and I went back and got the date on this, back in 2017, they had an article in the Kentucky Courier about a Kentucky Coal Museum. And the Kentucky Coal Museum has made an interesting choice way back in 2017. They installed 80 solar panels on top of their building to save money, because they're going to get their energy from solar. So this is, I thought it was so beautiful. There is the transition as it's happening. The Kentucky Coal Museum is powered by solar, which I think sort of says it all. No. Well, our guy is wondering, how do we store the wind? How, you know, they call the wind Mariah, but how do you store it? You know, I don't know. Good question, right?
My understanding, Joe, there are more solar installers currently in the United States than coal miners.
Wow. That's a big number. Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot of coal miners, not like there used to be. But it goes to tell you about where the industry's going. And certainly, you know, as a society, as we stop giving, you know, we decide to stop giving tax breaks and try to, you know, steer, encourage investment into other areas, which we can absolutely do as a society, as citizens. We, through our government, determine where we want these folks to be able to do their thing.
But I have a really important question. Where do you store the little fire in the coal?
You know, it's like the guys, like, first time ever smoking weed in college. Whoa, man, like, I don't get the windmills, man. Like, where do you store the wind, man? 844-967-2789. Cam from Appleton, you are up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys. I think the first time I ever had marijuana, I was told I looked like a douchebag. I think that was about it, though. For
Dom Trump here said every day.
Like from you?
Yeah, right. I'm here for the abuse, Cam.
Oh, God. I mean, you take it pretty well. You have Elon on Twitter today, too, arguing with someone that has an actual MD about how ventilators actually would help people or not. Elon says that they were killing people, even though he provided broken ones during the pandemic, just to try to squeeze his name into there somehow. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't remember how long ago it was, but she said, what's the deal with solar and wind energy? Like, if it's solar, it makes no sense. Like, I want to be able to have cooling in my house at night. I have a refrigerator that I want to work at night. And I'm like, dude, like, how do these people actually get into a car and get to work without, like, killing someone? I don't understand how that's even possible.
How do they get elected?
Figments of my imagination.
Right, you know what I mean? I mean, is this the best and the brightest of their constituents? That's hard. It's hard to believe.
Have you been to Georgia?
not lately.
Any other thoughts, Cam?
That's all I got.
All right, Mary, brother.
That's pretty much it.
Pretty much. I guess that'll be a wrap then, Cam. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. Always, 844-967-2789.
What am I going to argue with there?
It's hard. How do you store the wind? Do you see the Father's Day tweet?
Any Fiad major can tell you. You store the air and the balls. You pump the wind into the balls.
Oh, you put them in the balls.
In the balls.
Yeah, yeah. That's where you store it. And then when you need the energy, you get. But then you got to squeeze it. It takes energy to squeeze the balls.
I hate to admit, I'm actually quoting a convicted rapist, Bill Cosby, in one of his early comedy sketches. Any Fiad major can. The question is, why is there air? Well, any Fiad major can tell you to fill up the balls with. That's why there's air. You know, when someone gets philosophical, maybe they've tried their first J. Even that Mexican brown, seedy and stemmy as it was, got some to get philosophical.
It wasn't bathtub gin, but if you do enough of it, you know, you'll get there.
844-967-2789, says the drug dealer.
Allegedly.
Can't touch this.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I got my little buddy Dom here with me, so it's a happy hour indeed. Rolling through it. Your phone calls, always welcome. Most of you. 844-967-2789. Dom, before we turn our attention to new headlines, a couple of texters chiming in I want to share. Before I talked about going to a Trump rally, counter programming to a Iowa football game in Iowa City night.
Yeah. Yep.
I believe we were playing some, Paradise City or something.
GNR, okay.
So, texter, and I'm only sharing what Dana from La Crosse put on the text line up there in God's country. Take me down to Iowa City where the corn is tall and the girls ain't skinny.
Oh, come on, man.
I normally, the audio on YouTube has an echo. I've corrected that, so someone forgot to mute themselves.
Yeah, shame on them.
Shame on whoever that was.
Whoever the losers and suckers are in charge over there.
Steve from horrible Milwaukee says, Steve Bannon is the definition of anti-democratic. He tries to destroy democracy all over. And why wasn't the cult upset at Trump for pardoning him? Because he's part of the team. Another texter says, Steve Bannon in a shower? Doubtful. Another texter said, Steve Bannon's only entertainment while incarcerated should be Legos, Jenga, and solitaire. Oh, I suspect there'll be lots of solitaire going on. If you can find a little me time, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, he's going to come out with the jail body. I mean, it's a Jesse Waters, like, talking about how Trump's
going to come out with the jail body.
Yeah, come out with that you know, the body like Sylvester Stallone that they superimpose Trump's face on from, you know, be it Rocky or Rambo. That's this fetish with Stallone's body with Trump's head for some reason, these Trumpsters.
Other texters have picked up this newest topic. WMDX texter, you know, because they only listen to us in Madison. Apparently, Trump's been storing the wind up his butt, and we just need to keep him in court so he can let it out.
Now, Giuliani's got a patent on that, man.
Another texter, also to WMDX, would like to know, where do they store the sharks with laser beams on their heads? Tom from Milwaukee says, the windmills shove the wind into batteries.
That's how it is.
Batter what? Tom also adds, the wind, you know, where do you store the wind? Ask Forced Air Gary from Sussex. He is an HVAC guy, right?
Yep.
And the Republicans are full of hot air and pass enough wind to power the country for a century. Here's one more. Steady Eddie, our pal, Crudy. Where do we keep the wind? Most of the United States' known wind power reserves are stored in the lower intestines of one Donald J. Trump. 844-967-2789. It's a phone number. It's a text line.
Let me throw out the I found the Father's Day greeting to us all from the former, now convicted felon.
So Trump wished me happy Father's
Day? He did.
That's better than I could say for any of my kids.
I mean, it's only a reflection on you. Happy Father's Day to all caps, by the way, all caps. Happy Father's Day to all, including the radical left degenerates that are rapidly bringing the United States of America into third world nation status with their many attempts trying to influence our sacred court system into breaking to their very sick and dangerous will. We need strength and loyalty to our country, and it's a wonderful constitution. Everything will be on full display come November 5th, 2024, the most important day in the history of our country. Make America great again. Now, we can't get through a holiday with this guy without rage tweeting. And I was Googling, like, what did he say? I know I want to find this. And what popped up was a tweet from Trump back in June 14th of 2014.
That was his birthday.
And Father's Day. And this is what he said. This is before.
Again, it's the double holiday. Really pisses this guy off.
It's like the people with birthdays and makes around Christmas.
My brother's birthday is on Christmas.
See, they just get screwed. That sucks.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, June birthdays, we get like full on because we're halfway through the year.
We get the whole month.
We get the whole thing. Here's what Trump said. Now, he's a little consistent here. In 2014, June 14th of 2014, according to the Twitter.
Private citizen Trump.
I would like to wish all fathers, even the haters and losers, a very happy Father's Day.
He had haters and losers. He had haters when he was just private citizen.
I mean, I guess he's a very hater loser guy. But he's consistent messaging. Now, it's not all caps. I mean, he's kind of refined his shtick.
That should be our shtick. I'll be hater. You can be loser.
I want to be hater. You be loser.
844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Don't be a hater.
Or a loser.
Doug from Randolph. Welcome, Doug. What do you got for us?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, hi guys. Yeah, we're talking about solar, solar and wind and so forth. I'm up here in Northern Columbia County right now, looking over some really wide open, beautiful landscape that's about ready to get destroyed by solar panels. And I can see the windmills over the horizon from me, but right now it's peaceful and quiet. And I don't know if anybody knew this, but Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, they slipped into this whole issue that if a farmer takes prime farmland and puts solar panels on, he still only gets taxed $15 an acre, the same as any other crop, along with putting 20 miles of 8-foot high fencing up around here. So
what's the implication, Doug? Fill in the blanks for us.
The other people in the area here are losing all kinds of property value for these solar panels. And the big guy in the area here, he's a big Trump lover. He's the first one to buy on for 600-800 acres. And he's the guy that's pushing trees across everybody's property onto the other property so he can make some more money. But we love solar panels, but they should not be on prime farmland and not up against other people's homes out here in the rural country. It's beautiful now, but it's getting destroyed here shortly in Columbia County. And I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys forever. And I heard on your news report today, there's something about $1 million for some study why small communities are against these solar panels. It's because we're told we don't care. You're just going to get bowled over. So I don't know if you guys remember that on the news. There's something about $1 million study coming up.
So, Doug, I want to be very, very clear. So you generally support the use of solar panels just in certain areas?
Not in my backyard? What are you saying precisely?
Well, it's definitely not in my backyard after Scott Walker took away our local authority out here. And number two, we're all for solar panels. Our group is called Save Rural Wisconsin. We want solar panels all over the place, but not when you give a Trump-loving farmer next door the permission to put up 600-800 acres of solar panels and 8-foot-high fences up against everybody's houses out here.
Gotcha.
So that's what I'm saying. We love solar panels. We want solar panels. But thanks to Scott Walker and Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce 10 years ago, they changed the definition of an acre of farmland can also be solar panels and only be taxed maximum $15 an acre because it's still farmland.
Hmm. Doug, interesting point you make. I've actually been hearing, and appreciate you listening, I've been hearing a lot of ads pushing that solar is the next crop, and it's part of the natural farming rotation before you develop it and turn that land into suburbanite, suburbia. You know, there's one more crop, and it's solar. And I found it quite interesting. I mean,
it costs a lot more to seed solar to put install, you know, acres of solar panels and to, you know, lay some seeds down for some corn. I mean, it's not something you're going to retire.
Yes, but you don't have to replant next year.
Right. So then what are you saying then? That's a step between, you know, cropland and development?
That's the claim I've been hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. On the radio quite a bit. I've been hearing lots of these. In fact, on Right Wing Talk Radio, they've been playing these ads. And I thought, well, that's almost sort of a liberal tree-huggy kind of an attitude.
Kind of makes you wonder what the real motivation is.
Well, you know, I didn't dig too deep, but, you know, now Doug from Randolph's got me wanting to dig a little deeper. Because broadly, I'm pro-solar. But certainly, if someone put a solar farm next to my residential house and I want to enjoy the nature and I got nothing but a bright mirror shining the sun in my face, I could see where that could be problematic.
Well, then you should have bought the land so they couldn't.
I should have been a rich guy.
I mean, come on, man.
Why did I never think to just be a rich guy and buy everything?
If you had just been born rich, that would have been better. I mean, I get the sentiment, but isn't that kind of the same thing? We want the windmills, but we don't want them like on the horizon of the ocean.
They give you cancer.
We don't want them in our backyard. You know, they don't cause cancer. You don't have to store the
wind.
They
kill the birds.
Well, they sometimes do. But I mean, what solar? You okay with people putting solar panels on their own roof? You know, I mean, what's the extension? I mean, at what point? Because it's all personal, right? If someone owns the land, I should be able to generally do what I want with that land.
You cannot put at least photovoltaic solar on your house, PV solar, without the cooperation of the utility. And the other thing that happens quite a bit is they manipulate the rates. You know,
the buyback or the overspill rate.
Yeah, because when people get maximum use out of their solar, and you know, this is something you never hear the. What happens when the wind stops blowing? What happens at night? Well, there are these things called batteries. That's typically where you store energy. You know, go look in your car. You probably got one, even if you don't have an EV. But above and beyond that, Dom, the... forgot what I was talking about. Couldn't have been that important.
The solar panels. What? You got a problem with too many of them, installing them, tax deductions? I'm not sure where you're going here.
Well, I like solar. I generally like solar. But the cooperation of the utility, because you cannot, it's a direct current. Solar creates a direct current. So you have to basically flip the current into alternating current. And then...
Which creates inefficiencies.
Which it does. I mean, there's a reason why the U.S. grid breaks down constantly. Look to Texas. It's because we're expecting energy to travel great distances inefficiently. And, you know, we should have believed the real Tesla guy. But anyways, setting that aside, you can't do it without the utility company. You can't be off the grid in the middle of town. You can't just run your own house on solar. You're joining a larger utility grid, and you have to live by their rules effectively.
So you can't disconnect from the grid, is what you're telling me?
I mean, you might pull it off in some rural community where you effectively have very little zoning. You might be able to get some building permits for complete off-grid lifestyle. But you can't just produce your own energy.
Does that seem a little, I mean, I understand the concept.
Monopolistic?
But you also have to have a basis for everyone else. And I get that. But what happens, obviously, this technology is going to advance.
It has, rapidly.
And be it in the solar or the wind or, out of the ground, geothermal or you know, little miniature, you know, nuclear.
That can do
cities. And smaller areas by themselves. You could technically connect.
I'm not throwing in nukes. I'm setting that aside from green technology. Geothermal, I'm fine with. Windmills.
Okay, but point being, any of those things could get you off the grid. You, if with batteries, backup, and those things, you could potentially not have to tap into, quote-unquote, let's call it the socialist monopolistic energy industry.
Well, it's capitalistic. It's not socialistic. Well,
of course it's socialistic.
Come on, man. MG&E is a monopoly. It's not socialistic.
Sure it is, man. They're limited on what they can charge. They're limited on what they can do. They're a public utility.
Limited? They jack rates about 15% a year.
Well, you talk to the PSC.
They're
then.
Not limited by cost of
well, they're
by
limited
cola
by
or
what
any
they
other
decide,
thing.
What they decide they can raise the rates at, which is done by a public service commission, right?
Whatever the max allowable rate increase is each and every year. Here's my only point. The sun is out when people need the energy, because that's when the offices are working, when the manufacturing plants typically run during the day. So this is peak usage. When the sun is shining, that's when they need the energy. But of course, you know, if the utilities crank back what they pay you for your over creation, they disincentivize you as a private consumer from getting solar panels. It's been a long time since I looked at this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's there. There's a little more to it than that, I think.
If I only had a solar panels on my roof and a electric plug-in, man, I could show real estate all around the isthmus like our friend Darcy does. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your calls. 844-96-PARTY. Yeah, we out of here. Can't touch this.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a few of the texters. Industrial scale solar is like industrial scale dairy. Mm. I've seen the CAFO analogy a couple times here on the text line. Another texter basically says, stop whining. I live on a state highway that was once quiet.
Yeah, right.
Now it's busy all day. I can't open my windows. They wanted to cut my trees down the last time they made the highway bigger. It sucks. We all pay. Suck it up. It's our part in all of this. Yeah, suck it up, buttercup. Tom from New Berlin being complimentary about the smart callers. Another caller points out, cats are the number one killer of birds. Tax the cats.
Meow.
Another WMDX texter, and who knew, Dom, because I thought only got listened to in Madison, but a Columbia County texter says, as a fellow Columbia County resident, the Friesland area is the quickest area of the county to depopulate. That location was selected to support Portage, Beaver Dam, and Columbus. Hmm. So why perhaps in the Randolph Columbia Friesland area. You get an inverter. You get an inverter. Somebody clubbing me over the head. That's how you
convert
yeah, right, the yeah. energy from direct current to
it's
alternative
not, it's not the, current. The flux capacitor, which makes time travel possible?
It might be. We'll look that up. There are a few suggestions, like Paul from Madison. I suggest you get an alternative energy person on. Well,
well, you're
not today.
But a great point, and obviously we need some of that. It's been a while. I'm not crazy. I mean, I remember we did some, well, you did more than I, some research into this back in the day.
I have.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like
actually started an LLC.
Ooh.
There is nothing in the Constitution that guarantees the view out of your front or back door.
No, yeah. I mean, it sucks, but yeah, right. Exactly.
844-967-2789. Our pal Gordy from Oregon. Welcome, Gordy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gordy.
Yeah, I'm an early adopter of the solar technology. I built my first panels on my house back in 07, and I put a system on my farm as well. And I've always had some resistance from the utility, but reluctantly, they always hook onto the grid and granted, they are a monopoly, but they are regulated, like Dom says, which is a
don't
good
go agreeing with Dom on me, Gordy.
As it's set up in our state, as long as your production facility of solar panels is under 20 kilowatt hours, your meter runs backwards, so they're paying you full retail. So everything that the utility is using on a nice hot day like today where I'm overproducing, my neighbors are using it. And then at the night, when I'm using some of their power, then I'm getting my meter going back in their favor. But at the end of the month, usually in the summertime, they always owe me a little extra, and they only pay like 2 cents per kilowatt hour for my extra.
Yeah, so Gordy, that's my question. So on the dollar sign, what's the price per kilowatt hour that you, when you're using it from the utility,
12 to 14 cents.
They pay you versus what they actually,
or more.
They charge you versus what you pay. What's the spread?
Yeah, I'm in about the 14 cent per kilowatt hour right now. So that the theory is when I'm overproducing, my meter is going backwards, so I'm getting full 14 cent for my production. But in a month where I have a lot of energy, like I do in the summertime, above and beyond my total month usage, they pay me like 2 cents per kilowatt hour, which is why I just came from the Ford dealership looking at a Ford Lightning truck,
right,
so that I could use all that excess power to fuel my next pickup truck.
You get a bigger return on that money if you stored it in the truck versus retailing it back to the utilities.
Well, Dom, what kind of return on investment does anybody get on any vehicle that they have? We never look at it as a return on investment because as soon as you drive your
car, if it's over 6,000 pounds gross vehicle weight, you can get a rapid write-off on your taxes,
and
Gordy.
If it's partially electric, you might get up to $7,500 rebate from the government on that. No, it goes to your saying, but I'm talking not about the car itself. I'm talking about the actual energy production. If you're only getting 2 cents from the utility, you're probably getting more value of that when you pump it into your electric vehicle.
Exactly.
You know, MG&E
paying full retail, I'm getting it at the discounted rate.
Right.
MG&E, Gordy, just for the record, at off-peak, their cost per kilowatt hour is as cheap as about 6 cents per kilowatt hour. At the most expensive rate, just under 23 cents per kilowatt hour
So they got surge pricing, man.
On peak three pricing, whatever that means. You know, he's been waiting for an hour and 40 minutes, and I'd love to get CJ in right now, but...
I don't think we're going to do it. We're out of time. Well, we want to be able to give appropriate time for, you know, a topic, rebuttal, conversation, you know, something.
But he never does that.
Valuable discourse for the benefit of our audience and ourselves. We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for him to just meander off into the cow pasture and the solar panels and wherever he may take us. So, CJ, if you call in tomorrow, we'll give you time off for bad behavior on hold today.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. We'll apply it. Concurrent sentence. We'll only make you wait for like one more day.
But it might be a discounted rate. We'll see.
Somebody's paying for the toll-free. It's not toll-free to me. 844-967-2789. Just hold tight, CJ. We'll get to you in the next hour. The rest of you, we'll see you on the radio tomorrow. I'll be going to Trump-ish.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just the pre-show.